My name is Christian de Vietri, and the title of my sculpture is Spunda. I guess I could say the starting point was really the human form, and obviously the smallest arch frames the human body and is designed for someone to fit within. Really, the work began by just listening to the sight and sort of feeling into what was being called for and what was being asked for, in a way, like for the site, and also in a larger sense for the city, in a broader way, what was needed, in a way. I really wanted to create an icon. I wanted to create a form that would stand the test of time. What I really wanted was to provide an experience to the individual, an experience of themselves being a part of a larger whole, and that was the inspiration for the form being layered in that way. So it started off as just a form that was framing the human body and a larger form that was the biggest arch. So my idea was to somehow to create a connection between the individual and the whole. The smallest arch and the largest arch are the same dimensions, obviously, and all the ones in between are also the same dimensions at different scales. So it was my intention that would give the viewer, or the person experiencing the form, an experience of being connected within a larger whole. William Blake said to experience the world within a grain of sand, and that's kind of like the experience that I wanted to provide with this sculpture as well.
Did you anticipate people would go inside the smallest arch and take photos of themselves and that sort of culture of standing in front of it and kids playing around the sculpture?
I did hope that it would become sort of a spot that people would want to take photos in front of and to interact with in that way, and I also designed it so there would be space in between the arches so people could move. I went through different design iterations during my process, and some of them didn't allow for that movement, and I eventually came to this form that would allow people to move through it and definitely to photograph themselves with it. It was something that I thought would be the result. I didn't know that it would be as popular as this, but I did anticipate that people would want to. That was my hope, yeah.
You're now based in New York and you're back here for a bit of a holiday in Perth, and obviously summertime, we can hear the train coming underground from time to time. There's kids around, tourists walking through, a lot of construction going on as well here at Elizabeth Quay at the moment. What's it like being back here and seeing your sculpture at Elizabeth Quay?
It's wonderful to be back here and to see it. Obviously the site is still being built, and I'm really looking forward to seeing. I've seen some of the plans for the new buildings, which are really exciting. And, I'm really looking forward to seeing what it's going to develop like and what it will be like in 3 to 4 years.
I've heard it being referred to as the paperclip, your sculpture. Uh-huh. How do you feel about that? Have you heard that yourself?
I've heard the paperclip, I've heard the vagina, and I've heard the egg beater. So,
have you got a favourite?
Well, all of the above, really. I mean, people can really associate whatever they want with it, and it's that's the freedom that I've provided with a form, an abstract form like this. You know, it can be whatever people want it to be, and it can be as familiar or as transcendental as they want it to be. You know, it could be a paperclip, but it can also be a gateway into, a profound spiritual experience for those who are ready for it and who are able to perceive it in that way.